Please remember that the Lucy Pod is not a replacement for professional medical advice. If you have questions or concerns about your own amazing brain, please speak to a medical professional. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I speak to you all today, the peoples of the Kulin Nation. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Lucy Pod. I hope that you are all well and are staying safe. It's been a moment. I don't even remember where I left off. Oh yeah, I know where I left off. I left off at the end of ADHD Awareness Month, a very reflective month. And the reason I call it reflective is because usually when I do like usually when I do episodes around ADHD Awareness Month, they're very focused on, you know, awareness raising and sort of the, I don't want to call it generic, but the sort of like easy ADHD stuff, like here are some ADHD symptoms, here's what not to say to an ADHDer. And while all of those things are like super important and topical and relevant, I took a different approach this month because I really started to rethink the concept of awareness and raising awareness. And so my like last couple of episodes, or my episodes during ADHD Awareness Month, were really around this question of awareness, but also neurodiversity and the questions surrounding neurodiversity awareness. Oh my god, take a shot every time I say the word awareness. So yeah, that is where I left off. I love how I'm like, I don't know where I left off, and then I go into like a 30-second spiel about where I left off and basically like all of my reflections. Anyway, what I mean is, I don't know where I left off, meaning like it's been a while. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm a bit, I don't want to say stir crazy. I'm a bit all over the shop. It is very late as I record this, and I am at a different setup, but it's a good one because someone's computer decided to have a meltdown. So I improvised and am using a really retro mic from my parents' like media days, and my computer, usually I use Trent's, but it's having a bit of a moment. So yeah, hopefully the audio is good. It shouldn't be a problem, but I'm doing that. And I'm also sitting next to two empty suitcases, which is exciting, but also stressful. So it's exciting because Trent and I are off to Japan for 2 weeks, for our anniversary, which is really exciting. Our 5-year anniversary, which, yeah, is awesome. But it's stressful because if it's empty, it means I haven't packed it. And that stresses me. I need to pack this suitcase. We are leaving in 3, 4, 5 days. And obviously, like, I'm not going to pack that much because it's Japan. I'm going to buy a bunch of clothes while I'm there. But, you know, I still need to pack, like, the important stuff, like socks, underwear, shoes, skincare. And you would think I would say the word medication, but that is actually what I want to chat about in today's episode, is the fact that in Japan, and I have spoken to several people about this, my psychiatrist and consulate and Japan people, Japanese people, and you are actually not permitted to bring Schedule 8 drugs or medication into Japan. I've heard a lot of people say, no, that's not true. Like those other people, like they're not telling you the truth. You can, you just need to get it translated, blah, 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 blah. But all evidence points to the contrary. So I will not be bringing my ADHD medication, which is a Schedule 8 drug. So I will be off of my medication for 2 weeks. And for those of you who are like, no, you definitely can. Even if I can, it actually comes in perfect timing. Well, not perfect timing, because I'm currently having some tests done with my eyesight, and part of the test involves seeing if my medication interferes. So me not being on my meds for 2 weeks is good, because once I get back from this trip, I'll be going straight to have these tests done, and we need to see if me not being on my medication has changed anything. So even if I could, or even if there's some sort of loophole that I'm not aware of, I won't be doing it anyway because of these medical tests. Like, I found out I couldn't bring the medication, and then I was told, hey, it would be great if you couldn't take your meds. for like a moment. And I was like, when am I going to do that? I can't do that now. I'm working. But then I realized, hang on, I'm going to be in Japan for 2 weeks and I can't bring my meds anyway. So perfect opportunity. But anyway, the point is I am not going to be taking my medication for 2 weeks, which for some of you might be like, cool, you'll be fine. And I will. But then for other people, you might know why I am a bit worried. Not worried for myself, more worried for Trent, who will not have to deal with me. I don't want to frame it in that way because, again, like, we're not into the whole like saint complex and like burden complex. But I am very different when I am unmedicated. Trent knows me and all of that, but it's very rare that anyone in my life, except for my parents who knew me pre-diagnosis, pre-medication, it's very rare for anyone to know me when I am unmedicated. It's not often that I'm unmedicated. And when I am unmedicated, it's because I've forgotten my meds. And I usually take a top up within, you know, 3 hours of remembering that I forgot to take it in the morning. So he's never actually had to sort of be around me unmedicated. And this isn't because I think he'll have a bad reaction. He's lovely and he'll be fine. But I know that I can be a bit difficult and intense. And by that, I mean, I can be very sort of excitable and get overtired. I can get a bit intense, a bit nippy, a bit giggly, a bit like, hey, like the joke's over. And he's probably listening thinking I already have to deal with that, but it'll be in a different level. And I just worry about that. And I just hope that it doesn't get too annoying, because this is going to be a lovely trip. It's his first time going overseas. It's my first time going to Japan. So I don't want that to taint it. But the reason I don't think it will, so I'm in two minds. I'm a little nervous because I've never not taken medication for that long as well. That's like another thing, is I've only, like I said, not taken medication when I've like forgotten. But then I remember, like, I've never had a stint of not taking meds. But I also am kind of reassured because Trent is wonderful and understanding and fully prepared and like, you know, he gets me, is like, we'll be traveling. I'm in a completely different mindset to when I'm, you know, here, like in my regular life, not traveling and I'm working, studying and doing my day to day. It's going to be very different. And what's required of me is going to be different. Like, I'm not going to be required to do any sort of work, like work or anything academic. At most, the work will be sort of navigating, you know, this beautiful new country, translating, like using Google Translate for things, the bullet train and navigating all of that. Like, that's going to be a whole thing, but that's going to be because it's in another language. But I'm not going to be required to use the same muscles of my brain that are probably going to be impacted by the fact that I'm not medicated. So it's fine. It'll be like an opportunity for me to have fun. Like, we're going to be at art galleries, eating food, like going to Universal Studios. Like, I don't need my, like, of course I need my meds every day and to function, but as in, me not having them is not going to impair my ability to do things. Like, I don't need my Vyvanse to be on like the hippogriff ride. Like, I can go on that hippogriff ride, have fun, have a blast, and there be no issue. So there's also that, like, it's a holiday. Like, I don't need to be medicated on a holiday, if that makes sense. And people are thinking, but hang on, like, I thought you would take meds all the time. And I do take my meds all the time. This is not something I would normally do, as I've explained, but I'm less inclined to be like, take your meds if I'm on holidays. Even though on previous holidays, I've always taken my medication, I don't trip too much if like I skip it for a day when I'm on holidays, because yeah, it's just like okay to be a lot more ADHD when you don't have, you know, work commitments, school commitments, errands, maintenance. It's a lot easier, but it's going to be interesting to do, because like I said, it's like my first time. And I do think it's going to have a bit of an impact, not only because, like, you know, I've not really done it before, but because we're going to be in, you know, Japan, where most things are in Japanese. Obviously, you're in freaking Japan, but navigating sort of like time and the train schedule and getting to places on time. The Japanese are very organized, very sort of systematic in the way in which you are to sort of access certain spaces, like going to Ghibli Park or Universal. Like, they're very strict on timing and all of that. And, you know, the bullet train and schedules, it's going to be a big thing. And that's also part of just being like a tourist and like just having to deal with those things. And like, it's whatever. You make great stories of it. Like, oh, we missed the train and we realize, like, that's fine. But I feel like because of my ADHD self and how anal I am about time, I'm going to be like so neurotic and stressed and like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? I'm getting it all wrong and rah, rah, rah and da, da, da. But now that I'm like talking about it, it's actually making me feel a lot better, and that I can just, it's okay. Like, go with the flow. If we miss a train, we miss a train. If we miss Studio Ghibli, we miss it. No, we cannot miss a Studio Ghibli or Universal Studios or Team Labs or any like a good sushi restaurant. We're not going to miss that. But what I mean is that there's no need for me to be so hard on myself, because again, it's a holiday. It's not work. It's not a work trip. It's not a uni trip. It is purely for pleasure and leisure. And so I think I will be okay. But with that, I do want to know, for my ADHDers who are medicated, do you ever go through periods where you are not taking your meds, or you just don't feel like you need to? And like, what's the reasoning behind that? How does that leave you? How do you feel? How do you know when you need to like get back on them? I would love to know. Please share in the comments or DM me and we can have a chat. I genuinely would really like to know about this. And I sort of want to speak to, like broader thing about like medication, and maybe some non-ADHDers listening or some ADHDs who are listening who don't take meds. You might think like, oh, like, and maybe I'm just projecting, like, who knows, but I can already hear certain people in my head, like voices of people that I, you know, have said these sort of things, that like, it sounds like you're really reliant, like, oh, like, do you really need your meds? I mean, prime example, the doctor that is doing these tests for me that, you know, said like, hey, we need to see if your meds are impacting your eyesight or whatever. They actually said this, something like this to me, which really, 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 really peeved me off. They were like, so like with your ADHD meds, like, do you need them? And I said, like, yes. And I felt like saying, would you say that to someone who has like insulin? I said, yes. And they said, is there ever like, would you just not take them? And I said, permanently or temporarily? I said, temporarily, sure, I can do that, but permanently? And they said, yeah, like permanently. And I said, no, like there would have to be a very like legitimate reason. Like it would detrimentally, like it would, you know, ruin my eyesight, or it would take away my eyesight. Also, before anyone, is like, see, your meds are giving you side effects, it's your eyesight, it's actually got nothing to do with that. Please don't speculate. It's not related to that. It's just come at perfect timing. It's not that. But just, yeah, I have to get that out of the way. Please don't speculate and don't be like, oh, so it's impacting your eyesight and like you're having to not go on it because it's your med. No, it's not that. It's not that. It's nothing serious. I'm not trying to be secretive. It's nothing serious. It's just a long story. I have bad eyesight. I always say, I got a problematic brain, a problematic back with scoliosis, problematic feet, I got splayed feet, and I got problematic eyes because I've got a host of eye problems, but it's got nothing to do with my meds. But anyway, it was really annoying because they were like, oh, but like, do you need it? And just the way they asked it in such a way, I thought like, that's a really weird thing to ask me. Like, you would not ask me that if I was on antidepressants or if I was on an antipsychotic medication. You wouldn't ask me, oh, do I like actually need it and do I need to take it all the time? Of course I do. If I didn't need to take it all the time, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't pay the money that I do to see my psychiatrist, $260, and ask them to give me a script and then go to the pharmacy and pay, you know, $30-$40 for my medicine. I wouldn't if I didn't have to. So obviously it means I do, and it doesn't make me addicted. And I know that, you know, addiction is a legitimate problem, and there are many people who take a host of medications, ADHD ones included, who become addictive, but that's not the majority of people. And it is not addictive to need medication every day, especially when that medication is so important for your, not only treating and managing your ADHD, but just your overall well-being. It's so important. So I hope that this doesn't, you know, translate in a way that is like, oh, so like you're addicted, you can't function, like you're dependent in this really negative way. And I don't want this to dissuade anyone from taking medication. I'm just one person, obviously, and people can feel differently, but ADHD medication is a form of treatment. It's not a cure, it's a treatment, just like people take antidepressants, anti-anxiety, they take acne medication, heart medication, blood pressure medication, freaking insulin, antipsychotics, those are all used as treatments and managements for someone's condition, whether that be a physical one, a neurological one, or a mental illness. They are all forms of treatment that can drastically improve one's life and that one needs to take on a consistent basis. And just because it is for the brain, it doesn't mean that it's less valuable for if it was a treatment for your heart. Like, of course you would never say to someone who has a congenital heart disease, like, oh, are you sure you need to take those heart medications? Or someone who's epileptic, you would not say that because you know that that is a physical, of course it's neurological, but it manifests very physically. It's a physical issue and you respect physical conditions, you respect how they manifest, and it's all good for people to take them. But the minute it's an issue to do with the brain, mental health, neurology, neurodiversity, people get so turned off. They're like, you shouldn't be taking too many meds for that or taking them for too long. And it's like, how come you don't give the same energy you give to medication, to illnesses, physical illnesses and medications for physical illnesses that you do for, like, you know, mental illnesses or neurological conditions? Like, there should be the same energy. The way we treat our physical health and the way we take physical health so seriously should be the same way we treat mental health. And that goes with its treatment. So when someone says, I have crutches, and you go, oh, cool, and you make arrangements for them because I have a broken leg, when someone tells you I'm ADHD and I need to take these meds all the time, you go, cool, do you want me to remind you to take them, or da da da. You don't say, do you really need them? They are just as valuable and they are just as important. And just know that, and don't let anyone make you feel bad or feel a certain way for needing to take your meds. Even like the word needing can have negative connotations, or depending, because dependency is usually negative. It's like, it's a drug dependency, a drinking dependency. But when we have glass, people wear glasses, you wouldn't say to them, oh, you're very dependent on your glasses, you're addicted. No, my glasses help me see. I have a physical issue that prevents me from seeing properly, and my glasses help me. If someone was in a wheelchair, you wouldn't say you're very dependent on your wheelchair. It's like, no, that helps that person be mobile and move around. Same for my meds. My meds help me work. They help me do day-to-day tasks. They help me feel organized and focused and not overwhelmed and noisy in my brain. And so, yes, I do need my meds. Even if I'm not taking them for 2 weeks, I will be very glad when I come back and I'll be taking my medication. So, yeah, it's going to be a thing, not taking my meds, and there's a lot to reflect on, and I'm really going to track my behavior and my moods. I have a period app called Clue, and it lets you track your moods for like PMS and like for your cycle, but it also just lets you track how focused you are, how productive you are, your energy levels. So I definitely will be doing that for those 2 weeks that we are away and that I'm not medicated, to see if anything's changed and impacted. And then I will definitely be making an episode when I'm back, obviously about my amazing travels, but about how I went with not having my medication and what that looked like. And I'd love you guys to, like I said earlier, share your experiences. And I'd like to hear more from people who kind of are like, oh, but like, do you really need your meds? I want to hear from you guys after listening to this episode. What do you think? I want to have that conversation. And I just want to say to any ADHDer who's feeling a little persuaded or dissuaded with medication and like dependency and like the stigma, don't worry about it. It's easier said than done, but don't listen to it. Like, unless you really feel like you have a problem, and in that case, definitely speak to your doctor. But if you really don't feel like you have a problem and all is well, keep taking your meds, and make sure that if you are traveling anywhere, even if you're like, they'll be fine, make sure you check their embassy site and the DFAT website on the country you're visiting and make sure that you are allowed to bring your medication, because the least like bad thing that can happen is it gets discarded at customs or whatever, and then you've wasted money on this medication that gets thrown in the bin. Or the worst thing is that you get like arrested for bringing in like, you know, drugs or speed or whatever. So make sure you do that. And I reckon, like, to be honest, I don't know why I'm saying this now because it could be a surprise, but I reckon like I'm going to do an episode when I come back about like what it was like being unmedicated traveling, but I'm going to do like an ADHD travel hacks thing. I've traveled a lot as an ADHDer. That's so weird to say, like, I've traveled a lot as an ADHD. No, I've just traveled and I happen to be ADHD, but I want to do some travel tips. But as you can see, I'm talking really fast because I need to wrap this up because I'm looking at the suitcases next to me and I need to start doing something with them. But before I wrap up, I want to say thank you for listening to this episode of the Lucy Pod. Don't forget to like, comment, and follow me on all of my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, at the Lucy Pod, and then stream me, follow me, do everything. Give me a 5-star rating on all of your favorite streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, even YouTube, the lot. Make sure you show me some love there. And I will see you in the next episode. I was going to end it with sayonara, but that seems cringe. So I'm just going to say goodbye. And I will see you, talk to you, hear from you, speak at you when I am back from beautiful Japan. Bye.